producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I feel just a little bit more cultured today. You know what? You know, I live in Las Vegas, and you guys accuse a lot of us people who live in Las Vegas for being topless, which we're not, by the way. Okay, we're dressed. And you accuse us of not having culture, and we have a lot of culture. Okay, the Las Vegas culture is, it centers a lot around entertainment and tourism, and it's a pretty interesting take on culture. Well, one thing that we've added to Las Vegas recently is something called the Smith Center. So if you're ever in Las Vegas and you want to see like a Broadway show or a very, you know, artistic type of performance, we have something called the Smith Center. So I went this weekend to see Riverdance. Now, I didn't know much about Riverdance, okay? I thought it was, you know, a lot of, you know, I knew how they dance, right? You know, where they kind of have very good posture, and they sit there and they smile, and I knew it was very, very difficult work to do, so I was really, really excited to see it. And I gotta admit, that was impressive. I mean, you sit there and you watch the Riverdance, you like want to go home and start, and I don't want to use the word tap dancing, but Irish dancing. And I got to tell you, man, the Irish are cool, way cool for coming up with this. And I really didn't get the story. You know, it looked kind of Christmassy, which was really, really cool because you saw the candles. And then, you know, they were singing about the Lord, so there was some religion in it, which makes sense. And then there was like a flamenco dancer. So I guess there's some Spanish-Irish connection there. And when you go back into history and you see that. And then there was some Russian dancers in there. And I was like, okay, they're cool. And then I thought I was going to see some Cirque du Soleil type stuff, but you didn't. That was okay. And I got to tell you, though, very interesting. And what's also interesting is when you see that, it's a very masculine dance. The guys are very masculine, very sexy. They have this one scene, I call it the military scene. I don't really know what the scenes, like I said, I really wasn't following the story, you know, because, yeah, I was like, okay, there's some really good dancing, and they're going to have a slow part. There's going to be some singing and some music, and nice, but I want to see more dancing, okay? Because I get bored pretty easily. And it wasn't boring. They did a good job. But they had this one scene, and I'm not trying to ruin it for you. I don't want to ruin, you know, but apparently it looks like they're getting ready in formation military. See, I love watching military, especially like our American soldiers and stuff. So you see these guys kind of dance in formation, kind of like military style, but mixing in with the river dance. Way cool. Very sexy. So for those of you that want to see a good show, I would strongly suggest you see Riverdance. Now, you are going to probably feel very guilty that you're not exercising as much as them. The girls did good, by the way. One thing about the girls, can I just say something? Okay, the girls did excellent. The women, very good, especially their star. I think they may alternate the stars because you always have to have somebody who could star. So my guess is they have a few. One, she had long hair. I think her name was Emma. Really, really good. She's Irish, I think, in her background. There was one who had short hair. Now, I don't know if some of you have seen the company go through your town, but it was very distracting because one of them had short hair. And it's very smart if you're sitting there on stage and you're the one with different hair because everybody looks at you. But it was also very distracting because she didn't really look Irish. You know, you're supposed to have kind of long hair and the guys are, you know, I don't know, it just was, you know, but she had short hair and she was good. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, how did that work out with casting and you know. It just was, I don't know. So it's very, she's good. It was just a little distracting. Now, another thing that was kind of distracting, but very, very interesting, was the whole Grease live comeback. Okay, you guys heard that on Fox 5, Fox Network, they brought back Grease. Well, of course I saw it. I DVR'd it and I saw it because I love Grease. I've been singing those songs ever since the 70s. One of my favorite musicals ever. But they had some problems. They had some big problems, okay? It was not John Travolta. It was not Olivia Newton-John. And so, you know, when you watch it, you're like, wait a second here, come on. And, you know, you almost question, should they have even done it? Now, personally, me and everybody I know are singing Grease songs all day long, so I'm sure you guys are going to get some of that, and I apologize because, you know, once you see some, yeah, you can't sing to Riverdance. I really don't remember any of the songs to Riverdance. You know, top. I can't sing to that. But the Grease, all right, so at least I could sing with that. But, and by the way, one thing that was cool about Grease is they had two of the original characters that was in Grease, like the one that played Frenchie. And one of the T-Birds, they were actually from the original in this one. And, I mean, they did a good job considering, but, you know, you just kind of wonder, do you really want to try and tackle a you know, something that epic? And then I guess what happened this weekend, we also had the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl was kind of interesting because nobody wanted to hurt each other. You know, did you guys watch that? So you had Team Rice and Team Irvin, and they were, you know, for charity in Hawaii. And you're like, all right, this is cool. So they get a free trip to Hawaii, and then they get to play for charity, and it's cool. It's cool to see, you know, a Texan with a Cardinal, with a Cowboy, with a Giant. And I guess it was cool. And, you know, people like Pro Bowl, but I kind of happen to think it was kind of boring. And I know I shouldn't think that way because there wasn't a lot of plowing and sacking and all that. You know, everybody was kind of being nice to each other. They would tackle each other, and you could see they told each other, sorry, dude, I'm a fan. Sorry, dude. You know, but it was, unfortunately, I didn't see the whole thing because I had to switch to Grease. So it was obviously a very, very busy weekend for me, very artistic. And again, I'm just trying to pass time until Super Bowl. And that's really, I think, what we're all doing. We're just trying to pass the time until we get to Super Bowl Sunday. Many of you missed my Saturday show where I gave medical predictions. And I have been saying now for a while that the Panthers are going to win. The Panthers are going to win. On air, though, when I went through the medical predictions with you guys, it came up Broncos. So I'm really torn. I'm probably not going to put any money on the game because my medical predictions are usually pretty damn close. Meanwhile, all this time I thought it was going to be the Panthers. So, well, what we did is we looked at Peyton Manning's prostate and we figured that it was, even though it was as close to probably the size of the football, it was nowhere near as debilitating as Cam Newton's prior back fractures. And that's what did it. And then, of course, the color of the uniforms, of course. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I had heard some rumors about the Zika virus and it being caused by genetically modified mosquitoes. Thomas wrote over the weekend, Thomas actually from Sweden. We have listeners all over. And I cannot wait to see Sweden. He goes, Dr. Wax, The mosquito involved in carrying the Zika virus was genetically modified by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in order to combat dengue fever in Brazil. I'm getting a lot of emails very similar to this. Have you heard about the genetically modified? Yeah, and so I have, and I thank you guys. By the way, thank you. Don't ever think that I get the news first. It really is. Please, always send it. Even if I've already heard about it, it you know, sometimes there's things that I miss. So please definitely keep sending emails to drdahlia.com or drdahlia@hotmail.com. I really appreciate it. And so news broke this week over the weekend that they are, you know, possibly linking. Nobody is going to outright say it yet, you know, because this is some big, this could have major consequences. That a Didcot-based firm, and I apologize if I'm pronouncing that right, Oxitec, had genetically modified mosquitoes back in 2012. And they released them into Brazil to target, the mosquitoes that were carrying dengue fever and other viruses. And we actually talked about how they were working on this, where they were going to send out mosquitoes to cause, if they mated with each other, early death of the mosquitoes before they could technically transmit disease. You know, you don't want to wipe out a whole species of mosquito, but if you could prevent them from transmitting diseases before they could, I guess, you know, so anyway. And so I remember us talking about that a few years back. And they say Didcot-based biotechnology company Oxitec worked on the same type of mosquito. So I believe that's the Aedes species, the Aedes. Not, you know, from the 80s. You know, like, let's get physical. That, not that 80s, okay? That carries the virus. And they did this back in 2012, engineering them to have offspring that die out before they could breed, reducing the population of these disease-carrying bugs. Scientists questioned the wisdom of the plan back then at the time, and according to Daily Mail, it has led critics claiming that the modification could have been the reason why now we have this current Zika outbreak. Now, Oxitec refuted the claims and has actually been asked to expand its work in Brazil to help tackle this outbreak. And they've opened a new mosquito facility in Piracicaba. Chief Executive Hayden Perry labeled the claim simply untrue. He added all vector control solutions, insecticides, traps, and sterile mosquitoes get deployed in areas with a high incidence of disease to help stop the spread of the disease, etc., at its source. They say the fewer the mosquitoes, the lower the risk of disease. Our approach has proven to be more effective than the alternatives with a lower environmental impact. Now, I guess Oxitec was set up by Oxford University scientists in 2002, and it confirmed that it was developing genetically modified sterile mosquitoes in 2012 to tackle the spread of malaria and dengue fever. So I guess they were released in Brazil, Malaysia, India, and the Cayman Islands, aiming to wipe out as much as 80% of the Aedes aegypti species. So maybe they were trying to wipe out the species.
Yeah, they can eliminate all the mosquitoes, and I will never be angry at anybody. And I remember there was a study. I can't remember who it's by. I'm going to go search for it so I can send it to you. There was a study once that said there's no actual scientific proof that killing mosquitoes kills an ecosystem, and that most animals can live on many other species of insect, and that mosquitoes are not necessarily a necessity for food.
They're not very meaty, honestly. Yeah, well, you really look at them. I don't see where the meat is.
And on top of it, like, once you get all the blood and, like, once they suck something, isn't that just a great way to spread disease anyway? Like, there's nothing good about mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. And spiders, too. I know you have, you know, a lot of, you know, friendly spider foundations out there, and you know, God bless you guys for your work, but I can't stand spiders, so if you're going to eradicate something, eradicate spiders, because those things scare the hell out of me.
But I love my kitchen spiders. They get to hang out in the upper corners of the kitchen and eat all the bugs. bugs that could possibly, like the,
spooky.
What's it called, the mealworms, they turn into some moth or something, I think that's what they're called.
Well, I don't care about the moths don't hurt, do spiders eat mosquitoes? Oh, spiders eat mosquito, then, you know, I'd say it's okay.
Oh, they do eat mosquito, but at the same time, they've also got, I can't remember what it's called, we've got these moths that are in pantries, pantry moths, or what they're usually called, but that's not any... the classification, but they when they get in there, and I've done this, I've gone to go eat my oatmeal, cooked it, and taken a bite, and realized that they laid all their worms in my oatmeal, so I am totally okay with spiders. I will 100% be okay with spiders, so long as they eat those nasty little grub-making nasty things.
No, then kill the moths. Kill the moths,
yes.
Then, and the spiders. We don't need to keep spiders alive. Those and some spiders like jump and fly. Like, I grew up around spiders. I hate them.
The one spider that I hate more than any is the tarantula, and not because it's bigger and scarier, but no, it throws its butt hair. What animal evolves to throw its butt hair? That is disgusting. And it
that
feels like
is.
Stinging nettle. I'm done. I'm out.
I know. It's like seasoning your food. That is disgusting. No, I hear you. All right. Well, back to Zika. So if we decide to kill the mosquitoes, that's great. But I just to kind of review, guys, Zika virus is now being kind of, suspected as being possibly worse than what Ebola could do, because it will affect possibly a whole generation of infants. I mean, this is some pretty scary stuff. We're hearing of thousands and thousands of cases. The virus has spread to 23 countries. And so, you know, I don't want to accuse this one biotech company for causing this, okay? We still need a lot more data. But it does make you think, what the hell has happened now or recently to make this happen? I mean, this virus was discovered back in the 1940s, like 1947. Okay, they studied it more in the 50s and 60s. And, yeah, I mean, it was a virus and it caused, you know, some issues. But, you know, nothing like this to this proportion. All of a sudden, boom, thousands of people being affected. Now, why? It just doesn't make sense. Why? Now, some of you have said, okay, well, who cares? If it was a genetically modified mosquito, how is the genetically modified mosquito to blame for this? If a mosquito was carrying the virus, then the mosquito carrying the virus would have carried the virus anyway. So it doesn't matter whether it made it with a GMO or not. It was carrying the virus. Well, this is what the epidemiologists need to figure out, because, you know, something happened, and I do not say global warming. I mean, we've had high temperature seasons. We've never seen these robust boom. We've never seen these big, you know, mosquito type outbreaks. We have seen, No, I'm not going to blame global warming. No, let's not get distracted with the whole global warming thing, okay? I can already see many of you guys texting, Bernie Sanders. Come on, people. Okay, let's not make this political, all right? We're being scientific here, okay? What the hell happened? Why do we have Zika to the proportions that we do? Why do we have so many babies affected? Why do we have so many women getting bit? I mean, was it a genetically modified mosquito? And they helped create, rather than killing off mosquitoes, future mosquitoes that, I guess, really like pregnant women? I don't know. I mean, because here's the thing. Okay, so we have all these babies being born with microcephaly. Did we have an outbreak of Zika virus prior to that? I mean, have we had thousands upon thousands of cases of people walking around getting Zika? Now, what is the Zika virus? You know, typical kind of, you know, mild viral type thing. You kind of feel lousy. Maybe you get a fever. Maybe you get a rash. Sometimes you get red eyes. You know, a lot of you guys that come in with viral things, you're diagnosed with pink eye. You're diagnosed with a viral syndrome. We're like, nah, it's not swine flu. It's not flu. But it's some sort of a viral thing. So, I mean, this would be very easy for them to prove or disprove. I hope somebody's working on it before we send out a new batch of GMOs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know I have a lot of police officers and ex-police officers listen to the show, so I would kind of love your opinion on this. 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. A woman stopped a police officer for speeding. I don't know if you guys saw this in the video. there was a police officer who I think was in, his own private vehicle. And this happened, I believe, was it in Miami? Around Miami, I think. So a South Florida woman noticed this driver. She thought it was speeding. So she followed the car and got him to stop. Then he comes over to her car, and she is videotaping the whole thing, and it turns out that he was a police officer who was speeding. Now, when I saw this, I was like, wait a second here. Okay, I don't think I like where this is going. And I see what she was doing. So basically, she sees a guy that she thought was pushing 90 miles an hour. She gets him to pull over, okay? And she tells him, the reason I pulled you over today, and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation, is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto, and you were pushing 90 miles an hour. The woman told the officer after he kind of, poked his head into her car window. He goes, really? And she said, yes. And, he said he didn't know he was speeding, but, he said that I was on my way to work, and I think he thanked her at the end. Well, right now, the Miami-Dade Police Department, from what we understand from Police Director Juan Perez, says they will have the officer's immediate command staff investigate the matter once the officer and the citizen are identified, and then the appropriate course of action will be taken at this point. Now, apparently, this isn't the first time that people want to investigate police officers for speeding. I guess a few years ago, according to the Washington Post, the Sun Sentinel, a newspaper in South Florida, won a Pulitzer Prize for its investigation into off-duty officers speeding on the roadways. Okay, now I always like to see both sides of this here, okay? And it's not because I, love and favor police officers, but the first thing I kind of noticed was this police officer who wasn't on duty pulled over because he thought the woman was in danger or having an issue. Okay, I mean, you're driving and somebody's yelling at you to pull over. I mean, he was on his way to work. He stopped to check on her. So, way cool. And I think it is way cool when off-duty police officers still, do their job. So, I thought that was pretty remarkable. Second, she's sitting there with her phone and videotaping, and she was very quick to say that she, had a holder for the phone, because otherwise she's basically admitting to using her phone and taking pictures and videotaping, while driving. So then I'm like, well, why is she clicking buttons and playing around with her video recorder when she's supposed to be driving both hands at 10 and 2? And again, I'm not trying to criticize her, but there's some problems all around on this, okay? You have a police officer who's speeding on his way to work, okay? You're not the cop. You are not the traffic cop. I see this a lot, and we've done the same thing in our neighborhood. We will chase down the person speeding to tell them to stop speeding. I think a Modern Family episode did the same thing where they went after, the wife, one of the Dunphy wife, Claire, went after, somebody to try to stop. You're not the police officer, okay? Now, I understand you probably got a glimpse of him, so you thought it was a police officer. Maybe he was actually in a police car. But that's not for you to do, okay? I mean, if you ask police officers out there, they will say do not try to perform law enforcement on your own. So now we have a police officer who, even though he was speeding, which is dangerous, okay, and could pose a threat, I like the fact that he stopped off duty to help somebody, only to find out that it was a little sting operation for him to get in trouble on video and now possibly lose his job. I don't know. Am I the only one that thinks something's really wrong with that? And that really is frustrating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know how it works with police officers. I don't know if you guys get called by the sergeant saying, we need you now. Get your butt down here now. And if you're not allowed to use lights and sirens because you're off duty or you don't have that kind of a car, your sergeant says you get down there now, you get down there now. And, here's this cop who's, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was late. Maybe he slept in. Maybe his fiber kicked in. He was on the toilet a little too long. It happened to me. Happens to all of us. And then we have to kind of haul butt to get to work. But if not, and it was, look, somebody called out or I got called in early, we have an issue, we need to get down there. I mean, I am sure on September 11th, all right, cops had to haul butt all over the place to get to work when they said all hands on deck, you know, during that big tragedy and catastrophe. So, thank you, what's her name? I'm not sure who the lady is. Thank you for, you know, trying to be a good citizen. But I would just say, can you leave some of our cops alone who want to go to work? And I don't know. She's famous, and who knows? Maybe he would have gotten into an accident and killed somebody. Maybe she saved his life. But I just don't want people to now turn around and start doing this. I'm going to try to catch a cop who's speeding on his way to work. Okay? The police officers, they have enough right now to deal with. With body cameras, with, video editing, with critiques of racism, and they need to figure that stuff out. Okay? I mean, they got a lot to figure out. The last thing we need to impede them with is, all right, you were driving to work too quickly. And again, please do not try to administer law enforcement. Don't try to pull over speeding people. Okay? I think it's dangerous. If you see somebody speeding, you call the cops and you say, I see somebody speeding. Here's their license plate. And you can do it that way. I don't know. Again, I'm not a police officer, but it's just, you know. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there is something that, remember we talked about how people now there's always a desire to post things on Facebook and YouTube. People are realizing how to become famous or how to get some fame. And once you teach people how to do that, and I think people have been taught, there's kind of a frenzy. And I think there's a lot of people that go, okay, you know what? I see this person posted this. They get written up in Time Magazine and Newsweek, and they get the local news to interview them. Because I got to tell you, it's amazing to have access, right, to the media. It's so valuable that I think you have people out there that, you know, want to have that video or they want to have that fame. And I'm not saying in this case, okay, again, you know, she stopped somebody who was speeding, so she's a good citizen, okay? I credit her for that. But be careful out there because you almost wonder if there's going to be traps, okay? Which is another thing, unfortunately, our police officers have to do, okay? You know, you come, I mean, imagine, okay, you want, right now it's all about, all right, what the police are doing. And so these videos are in high demand. All right, so you go up to a police officer and you goad him into saying something, or you goad him into doing something, and when you see that the impetus for that or the reasoning for that is so that they could post a video that people like, it's really frustrating to see that sort of disruption. And I don't know if there needs to eventually be laws or anything like that. But I know a lot of doctors were talking about that, where people want to go into the doctor's office and they want to videotape the doctor and get them to say something inappropriate and then post it all over the place. Aren't there certain entrapment laws and things like that? I mean, luckily, I say whatever I want on air. So the doctor's office is where I'm more mellow. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, we got these e-cigs out there, and I haven't tried one yet. I know I shouldn't be having that on my bucket list, but, and, you know, I don't want to try one because then I don't want to get, you know, addicted to it, okay? And I think somebody like me would love nicotine. I just have never gone there. I mean, you know, look at what happened with me and chocolate. I discovered chocolate, and you just can't go back. You know, and then mojitos, like, whoa. So, I mean, I haven't had a mojito in a couple of years, but just, you know, don't let me look at one because I'm going to want one. And then, you know, prime rib, a nice piece of succulent, juicy prime rib. All right, so don't be giving me an e-cig because I'm going to want to smoke it, all right? You know, and not to smoke to smoke, but because of the flavor. Well, they say here cherry-flavored e-cigs are the most dangerous. They say people who smoke cherry-flavored e-cigs may be exposed to high levels of a certain chemical that irritates the lungs. Long-term exposure to the chemical could be hazardous for your health. This is being reported by Tech Times. Researchers detected great amounts of respiratory irritant benzaldehyde and in the vapor of most flavored e-cigs. I know, benzaldehyde, so I'm thinking of an aldehyde and a benzene ring, maybe? I don't know, I'm trying to think back to my organic chemistry days. Anyway, led by Masi Jez Gonowicz, the team found that 108 out of 145 flavored e-cigs contained high levels of this chemical, benzaldehyde. So Gonowicz said their study focused solely on understanding benzaldehyde and the potential. I know, if I'm mispronouncing it, my organic chemistry teacher will be so upset. It was Dr. Titus. The team found, okay, never mind. So they focused solely on understanding this chemical. And that just says, benzaldehyde, okay? I have no idea if there's a covalent bond or not. Sorry. And the potential health effects of the single toxicant from flavored e-cigs. All right. So benzaldehyde, here it is again, is a compound commonly found in food, pharmaceuticals, and cosmetic products such as perfume, which I forgot to splash on today, so I apologize. So I smell of my hairspray and my makeup, and that's about it, but nothing very, very pretty. Benzaldehyde often smells like almonds. Speaking of which, okay, I'm sorry to digress. I have right here as my snack. This is so bad. I was at Walmart yesterday going grocery shopping, and they have these pecans called bourbon praline pecans. Now, you look at them, and they just look like they're completely coated in brown and white sugar, and it's like, oh, so yummy. But because they said orchard fresh, and because they were nuts, I'm like, well, this is healthy. Let me look right now. The calories are about 120 calories per serving, and I guess what's in a serving? I wonder if it's one nut. But these are bourbon flavored pecans. I know, I hope I don't get drunk. They don't use real bourbon. They just use bourbon flavor. Yeah, you're not allowed to have alcohol when you're at work, especially on air. So these are bourbon flavored praline pecans from Heinz Nut. They are yummy. They are very yummy, and they smell like alcohol. My whole studio now smells like a brewery because of these things. Okay, anyway, so let's get back to the study. This is important. So anyway, Gonowicz says benzaldehyde smells like almonds and tastes like almonds or cherries. Low amounts of benzaldehyde are relatively safe when you put them to a skin, but inhaling it may not be good. Now, animal studies suggest that exposure to this causes irritation to the eyes, skin, and the airways. People affected by high exposure to benzaldehyde may experience sore throat or coughing fits. So they say here, if someone is using electronic cigarettes right now and experiences any of these side effects, the study suggests that they should go try a different flavoring that may be less irritating to the user. See, I never liked cherry flavored. See, I like strawberry. There was some, I mean, I like maraschino cherries. And yeah, maybe I'll eat some Bing cherries, but cherry pie, ugh. I've never liked, you know, no, I don't like cherries. No. All right. So they say use a different flavor. Let me see. Let's see. What they did is they took an automatic smoking vapor. All right, now hold on. The whole computer's resetting. All right, and then what they did is they made this aerosol vapor. They analyzed it for the study, and 30 puffs were taken from each of the cigarettes. Then they estimated that the daily dose of this inhaled benzaldehyde per e-cig was about 165 puffs per day for an experienced vapor. That's interesting. Are you guys puffing about 160 times a day? When you think about it, a long day? Now, apparently the cherry flavored ones, e-cigs are the highest. The dose was 43. See, I would be doing chocolate flavored. Do they have chocolate flavored e-cigs? Do they have a pina colada, don't they? Oh, this is bad. I just want to try it once. All right, the study was featured in the journal Thorax. I almost named one of my kids Thor. And then I was going to name the other one Thorax. I thought that would have been just so cool. It's better than abdomen or pelvis, right? But thorax, yeah. It suggests that although e-cigs are promising methods to reduce health risk among smokers, long-term exposure can be unsafe. Now, we got an American Vaping Association. And they say, nah, ain't nothing but a chicken wing. And says that the research presented as a major health concern, it really clearly isn't. So they say our friends at the Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association point out that it would take 3 years of vaping to reach the maximum levels of benzaldehyde that a worker is allowed to be exposed to during an eight-hour shift. See, okay, this is what I would do if I were you guys, okay? First of all, bravo for trying to get off smoking. I'm really, really proud of you, okay? But second, just realize you're putting something into the lungs, okay? That has, you know, that really isn't designed and hasn't been studied for decades to be in the lungs. And so, you know, I would just kind of rethink and you know, I mean, I understand, I don't know, I probably feel like nicotine gum is safer. You got to get off the nicotine. And so these e-cigs help a lot of people wean because you could get less nicotine, and you could wean off. I don't really have a lot of people who said they successfully quit smoking as a result of these. I wish I did because, again, I want you guys to quit smoking. That's first and foremost. But, you know, just realize these things are not supposed to be, things get sold before they get studied. All right, just because it's on the market, just because it's very popular, just because people are buying these up like crazy, doesn't mean that it's been studied and your very delicate lung lining and your very delicate alveoli, and the alveoli is what transfers the oxygen to the blood, okay? It doesn't mean that it's safe. I mean, you know, think about the blood that, you know, goes to your heart, the blood that goes to your brain has to go through the lungs. So don't you want your lungs to have the cleanest of clean air? And I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, did you stick your head out the window and see the smog? Okay, yes, I know there's smog. I get that, which is why they say people that live in less smoggy areas seem to do better. All right, but this is where we live. All right, whether you live in L.A. or New York or wherever, this is where we live. And you know, we love it. We're proud of it. Okay, stick with it. But, you know, you just realize that the blood to your brain, or the blood to your baby, or the blood, you know, if you're pregnant, this needs to have as healthy a possible scenario. And so you only have one body, and it's easy for me to say because I don't smoke, but you know, I have to tell myself the same thing when it comes to carbs. Okay, do I really want sticky bourbon praline pecans floating around my blood? Is that the healthiest thing? I mean, I don't mind what floats around my mouth. You know, they taste yummy, and I'm a happy girl tasting it. All right? But, you know, it gets into the bloodstream. And these are things you have to think about. So avoid, they say, the cherry-flavored, but let me just say it's not just cherry-flavored. Watch all of them. These things really have no business being near alveoli. Protect those alveoli, all right? I can see a video game coming up. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Do Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.